How are you this morning, Judy?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Well, we appreciate the opportunity to chat with you. The U.S. Surgeon General's new report on tobacco, the first such report in 4 years, is out. And even brief exposure to tobacco smoke causes immediate harm to the body, damaging cells and inflaming tissue in ways that can lead to serious illness and death, according to this report. That's pretty scary stuff.
Absolutely. And, you know, really it's reiterating what we've been saying for years, that there's no safe cigarette and there's no safe level of exposure to secondhand smoke.
You know, I find it interesting. I come from an environment of cigarette smokers. I can remember when I was a little kid and my mom smoked, and I'd get her cigarettes and run and hide them and flush them down the toilet, and she'd be chasing me around the house yelling at me. I can remember our efforts there. There's so much information out there about cigarette smoke and what it can do to not only the people who inhale it but those around. But the message doesn't seem to sink in until it's too late. I think what gets lost in all this is people really don't understand how addictive this can be.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's three main ways that we can really reduce tobacco use in our state. And one is by having a smoke-free law, which we have. So working to protect that and make sure that there aren't attempts in the future to weaken that. Higher tobacco taxes. You know, we have had a fairly high tax in Michigan in the past, but we've dipped. We haven't raised it since 2004. And lastly, fully funding a tobacco prevention program. The program that we have now is funded at a pittance level, really. So really, we have our work cut out ahead of us with the new legislature coming to really educate them about all of these initiatives.
And talking about the U.S. Surgeon General's report on tobacco, it focuses on smoke's effect on the body. It also sheds light on why cigarettes are so addictive. They're designed to deliver nicotine more quickly and more efficiently than the cigarettes did decades ago.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, tobacco companies have long been challenged on that. And again, this is just, you know, telling the public what we've already known and making it clear for them.
Now, Judy, something I didn't know, every exposure to tobacco from occasional smoking or secondhand smoke can damage DNA in ways that lead to cancer. I had read information that stated that smokers who stopped smoking, the lungs would actually heal, but I didn't know every time you got a whiff of smoke, it was harmful to you.
Oh, absolutely. Every time you have an exposure, it can be damaging and even fatal.
About 40 million Americans smoke. 20% of adults, 20% of those are young adults and older teens. Tobacco kills more than 443,000 folks a year, according to the 700-page report. This was a report put together by 64 experts. Do you think people will listen and maybe that'll cause more folks to quit smoking?
You know, I think that it'll probably catch the attention of some people. And, you know, we know that most smokers want to quit, and it does take them several attempts to stay quit. Hopefully this will initiate another attempt on their part.
Judy, the report also talks about, we just talked about all the lives that are lost, but cigarette smoking costs the country more than $193 billion a year in health care costs and lost productivity. That's just astounding.
Absolutely. I mean, we're all paying for it, whether you're a smoker or non-smoker. You know, the taxpayers pay the burden of that tobacco-related disease. So, you know, the American Cancer Society stands here to help those that want to quit. We have resources. You can call our 1-800 number, 800-ACS-2345, to have access to those resources. And, you know, we wish everyone well in their next quit attempt.
All right, Judy. So I thought, all right, we've got all these efforts out there to help us quit. There's all these medicines and medications and things you can buy over the counter and the groups. And then in reading this report, recent changes in design and the ingredients of cigarettes have made it more likely to hook first-time users and to keep older smokers coming back. Ammonia is added to tobacco, which converts nicotine into a form that gets into the brain faster so people get that buzz in a quicker manner. Filter holes that allow people to inhale smoke more deeply into the lungs. And sugar and moisture enhancers reduce the burning sensation of smoke or making it more pleasant, especially for new cigarette users. So the companies are still trying to find ways to get us to smoke.
Well, absolutely. I mean, they've got a product to sell. I mean, I hope that people find this pretty shocking information. And, you know, again, it's just all the more reason to make sure that we're doing our part as a state to educate people, to fund a adequate prevention and cessation program, you know, raise our tobacco taxes, and keep our smoke-free law intact.
Judy Stewart is the Director of State Government Relations for the American Cancer Society and also the Campaign Manager for the Michigan Campaign for Smoke-Free Air. And Judy, if people want to see this report as well as get more information about how to quit, where do they go?
You can find it on the Surgeon General's website.
Okay, and can we go to your website also for help in quitting smoking?
Yes, yes. You can definitely go to cancer.org for information on how to quit smoking, and also the 800 number, 800-ACS-2345.
All right, Judy, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.